This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let's do a little cat talk, start out the 3 o'clock hour because we're starting the hour a little bit late. So we'll get back on the clock. Here's a little cat talk for you. Cat talk.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. Mm.
Like it.
It's still weird. Cat Talk, sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment. Thanks to my friends at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Four Nations
Face Off. Text in Solana, Subby's Steak and Cheese. Best in town. If you don't like it, I'll buy it for you. I don't know if the person's offering to buy the restaurant for you if you don't like it, but that's a pretty good deal if he is. I'm assuming that's in Kendall, Subby's?
Never heard of it. I'm looking it up. 73rd and 57th Avenue. Eh, not far. Not far from me.
Well, what's the thing he likes, a meat bomb?
Yeah, he loves a meat bomb.
He was talking about a meat shield yesterday. It's a real phrase I've never heard.
It's a phrase, Crowder. It's a phrase.
Meat shield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to look it up. I was like, that sounds nasty. A meat shield.
What were you referring to?
The GM of the Mavericks.
Nico Harrison. He's the meat shield of the Luka trade. After listening or reading the comments of the owner, the new owner, Patrick Dumont, it's clear like he just didn't like Luka. He wanted Luka to be traded.
And Nico was the meat shield.
Hmm. I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
Fall guy. That's like a fall guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But... Welcome to my Tuesday. I'm negotiating meat shields.
I'll try Subby's. Get the meat shield. So I'll report back.
All right. We'll do. Four Nations Face-Off begins tonight. I'm rocking my USA hat.
Yeah, they don't play tonight, though.
They don't. Tonight.
Were you aware of that or no?
I was. No, I was. But, you know, Four Nations are facing off, and I'm letting it be known who I ride with, and that's the United States of America in the Four Nations face-off.
I am drinking a Canada Dry. Huh. So I am rooting for Canada tonight.
That baby belly hurts. He drinking ginger ale.
Man, I'm in bad shape.
That baby drinking ginger ale.
I'm in bad shape. You know how sometimes you have in your head, because it's obviously this doesn't work, because I'm suffering. I think it's norovirus. It's going around. I've got some stomach bug. But, you know, in your head, because you've been told since you were a wee little child, ginger ale fixes everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm struggling. I must have drank 8 gallons of ginger ale over the last 36 hours. Hey, guess what? I have a headache. My stomach still hurts. Nothing's working.
It's amazing.
I'm counting this stuff, man.
Amazing to me how many people order ginger ale on airplanes. Is it just on airplanes?
That's so funny. That used to be me. I used to order gin. That was my airplane drink.
Why?
I don't know why. I think because it felt classy.
I don't get it. Like, I was in coming back from New Orleans. 2 flights. Hey, you want to drink ginger ale? Ginger ale? Ginger ale? Well, I want a double gin with orange juice, please. But everybody orders ginger ale.
Yeah, I used to be ginger ale guy on an airplane. Now I'm coffee guy.
Ooh, really?
Oh, I hate you. Now you want to? How many sugars? How many
yeah,
milks? How many?
That.
Yeah, get out.
Give
of here.
Coffee. Give me 2 creams, maybe 3 if you don't have flavored, and I'll take a sweet and low packet.
Now, the guys back there in 34B, like me, we never get a drink because you're ordering packets.
And then they always come back like, oh, you want a refill? Because coffee, for whatever reason, coffee feels like it should be refilled. So now you have constant, you know, because I like to have a running dialogue with the flight attendants. Mm. And the way to guarantee that is order a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting next to an old guy named Lynn. Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale. He didn't know how to use an airplane.
Mm.
And his wife didn't either. Mm. 73 years old, had great-grandchildren. How do you get the TV out? We were sitting in the row where you have to click the TV out of the center console.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know how to get the TV out. Didn't know how to get the little table out. Didn't know how to put the seat buckle on. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, bro, you ask me another question, I'm going to go crazy.
You were kind of like their chaperone almost.
Yeah. Lynn, they were both about 4'7". Old Jewish couple.
Adorable.
Very nice. But they very needy. I don't like needy. I don't like needy roommates.
Very, very nice, though. Very nice of you to take care of them.
Hawk, I used to be tea guy on the plane. I have a cup of tea, pour you the hot water.
Here's how I feel about tea, though, on an airplane. It's like ordering fondue. I don't want to make the drink myself. And that's what happens. You know, they go, oh, tea, yeah, here's some water. Here's a tea bag. Here's a lemon and a stir. Knock yourself out. And it's like, wait a second. All I got was ingredients. I didn't get a tea. I got ingredients.
Here's the problem, though. I watched a TikTok about a year ago.
Mm.
Don't order coffee. This is from a flight attendant, so it's got to be real. Don't order coffee or tea on an airplane because the water is not clean. The water is not filtered. You're basically drinking doo-doo water from the plane.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm done with that then.
That coffee tastes funny.
Yeah, I don't want to drink the doo-doo water coffee.
Get 4 creamers, 6 sugars. Goodness gracious.
So I had to go back. Now I'm club soda guy on the plane again.
That's
club
a good move. Guy. I think I'm going to start doing that. That's classy.
Anybody could order water. Anybody could say, yeah, I'm a little dehydrated, serve me up a little H2O, but then they just give you like that little thing of water.
The duty water. I can't imagine that if you just ask for water, that you get any different water than they're giving you for the coffee or the tea. It's got to be the duty water.
But if you order like a soda, like a ginger ale or a club soda, they actually give you the can, right? If you just order water, they just pull out the cup and they pour you water. Give me something. I want a can. I mean, I paid for this flight. Give me something.
Right.
Yeah. One time, a rich white dude had a tonic. So I was going to be cool, too, and get a tonic water.
Ugh.
That is the most disgusting thing in the world. I don't know
what
they put
drink,
in tonic water.
Tonic water. You got to have something in the tonic water. Mm-hmm. For me, someone who orders tonic water to drink alone doesn't think that there's a difference between tonic water and club soda.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just don't think that there's a difference.
Guy looked rich. He tricked me.
Mm.
Ruined my flight.
Sip on my ginger ale.
Hey, baby, tell me how. You have a norovirus?
I think I have norovirus.
Mm-hmm. How do you get that?
I think that's what's keeping the heaters out of the game tonight.
How do you get norovirus?
So normally you get it on a cruise. But there happens to be a, that's one of the cruise-borne illnesses that you always have to watch out from, you know, where 80 people on the ship fall sick with gastrointestinal pain. And it spreads. I don't think it spreads via air, though. It spreads via surfaces. But Lori was sick. She must have gotten it, gave it to me. Because she was laid up Friday, Saturday, up until about game time Sunday. I mean, she was just on the couch, laid out, puking her guts out. It was just, it was a nightmare. It was a mess. We had duty water. And just a mess. But I think I got it. But there's this weird outbreak of norovirus going around.
Hmm. Good luck.
I don't like it. What? It's not fun.
Watch out, Solana, because you're not the healthiest.
I'm good, man. I'm telling you, start hitting the sauna, and you are a different man. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
That's gonna help it. You should have gotten a sauna, Hawk. It'd have been gone in 8 minutes.
Talk about a meat shield.
Canada versus Sweden tonight, 8 p.m. That's your Four Nations face-off. Tonight's game is going to be on TNT, Max, and True TV. You can stream it on on Max, and then you can watch it on TNT and True TV. Tomorrow, the U.S. plays. That game will be on ESPN and streaming on ESPN Plus.
All right.
That's your cat talk.
All right. Very good. Should we do headlines?
Sure.
All right. Just a quick look, because we're going to be joined by Ryan Sense this hour, the proprietor. Is that correct? Someone owns something? Are they the proprietor?
I believe so. I don't know if he's making pies, though.
Proprietor.
Proprietor.
That'd be a good name for a fly shop. Proprietor. He's going to join us, the proprietor of Funky Buddha Brewery, and they've got their Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival on Saturday. But more importantly, I want to talk to him about nachos, which is what they're lacking on the Funky Buddha menu. And also, just ask him who's winning in our Wordle, Dortle, Quartle, Octortle battle. It's so bad, huh? I had to cancel Valentine's night with him and his wife Friday. I just can't look him in the eyes.
Are you taking over?
I wouldn't know what to say to him. I just wouldn't know what to say. But he's going to join us. So, make a little time for him. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Marlins open spring training. Pitchers and catchers reported today.
Let's go. We're back, baby.
Jupiter. Where do they play? Is it Dean Stadium? What's it called again?
Dean Stadium. You got it. It's Roger Dean. Roger Dean
Stadium. Yeah. I kind of got that.
Yeah, you got it.
They're going to play the Cardinals there.
It's like saying, where do the Marlins play? Depot Park? They play at the Depot Park?
The Marlins will play there against the Cardinals in 10 days, February 22nd. But baseball, ladies and gentlemen, is back.
It's back. Who are the Marlins pitchers and catchers?
Sandy's okay.
Is he's healthy? Mm-hmm. So he's the starting day pitcher?
Yes.
I saw a video. He was slanging that biscuit. I said, okay, mm-hmm. We got action.
I think it's going to be Sandy versus who's the pitcher? Is it the Pirates? Skeens? That
Livy Dunn's boyfriend.
Livy Dunn's boyfriend.
Young boy. Yeah, the young dude with the mustache.
Yeah. Is that who they play opening day?
I believe it is. They play the Pirates, Jimmy?
I don't know. Let me check.
All right.
There you go, Jimmy.
Yes, the Pirates.
Oh, that'll be a great matchup, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alcantara and Skeens, that's an unbelievable matchup.
That's March 27th.
Are they home?
Yeah, March 27th, they open up at Depot Park.
Oh. Head down there to Depot.
What day of the week is that? That's a Thursday. What time is the game?
4:10 p.m.
I'm going to take the day off? Let's all go to this game. When are you going to see a gem like that, a pitching gem like that?
I'm down.
I'm down, too.
Well, no, Jimmy, you're back here to run everything.
Damn.
Ah, oh, the Heat play that night. Damn.
Mm.
Against the Hawks.
I mean, come on. God. I mean, can you imagine what Terry Rozier's numbers will be?
Low.
Rozier is questionable for tonight. Duncan and Terry Rozier, they're questionable with stomach illness. Tyler Herro and Jaime, they missed the flight yesterday to Oklahoma City. But they got on a flight today.
I guess
to
they're
Oklahoma
suspended
City.
Indefinitely.
No, not suspended indefinitely.
Oh.
No. They were too sick to fly, Hawk. A little different.
No, they didn't get on the flight. They missed the flight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They didn't get on.
Yeah. They didn't get on the flight.
Oh, okay.
But they did rejoin the Heat today. They're both listed as questionable as well. The Heat play the Thunder tonight, 8 p.m. Tomorrow, they're at Dallas. And then they're off until the following Friday for the All-Star break.
All right.
Playing the Thunder. I'd have missed that flight again. I'll meet y'all in Dallas. It's about to get ugly tonight, fellas.
Somebody texts in, the first time ever Jimmy actually commits to something, you guys shoot him down. All right. You can come to the game, Jimmy.
Nah, I don't want to go.
This son of a bitch.
The Heat of 14.5 point dogs tonight.
Would you take it?
No. I'm laying a point.
I don't know, man. Like, this is one of those random games.
Oh, goodness. Here
this is
goes.
One of those random games where.
Is Gilbert Gottfried Alexander active?
Here goes Solana. That's one of those games where he's going to get it all together.
That's exactly what I said the 2 o'clock hour about getting to the postseason. Now he's going to give me the same BS back.
You know, anything can happen on any given
anything
day.
Anything can happen any given game.
Yeah. It's a coin flip.
Yeah. SGA is supposed to score 32.
Feels like a rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of night, though.
If Herro plays, If Herro plays, I like it. Not money line to win. Let's not get crazy here, but covering, you said 14.5?
14.5 on Hard Rock.
Yeah, I like it. If Herro plays. Finally, Hawk, I don't know how you feel about this, but a lawmaker in Connecticut, they introduced a bill.
Oh, saw this.
For movie theaters. It's going to require movie theaters to disclose the following. What time the trailers start, and what time the movie actually begins.
So, here's where I fall on that. I love the trailers. So, I'm the guy who gets there. I want to see all the coming attractions. That, to me, is part of the movie. Sometimes it's better than the movie. But what I don't understand is when I look at the movie listings, if it says the movie is 127 minutes, is that including the trailers?
No.
Or is that just the movie?
I think it's just the movie.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that doesn't add up then. Because the movie, say, starts at 7. And the next movie starts at 8:45. There's going to be 20 minutes of trailer. So now that's 7:20. And all of a sudden the math doesn't math when it comes to how long the running time is. I'm always confused by that. I go into every movie. I guess this is a personality flaw. I go into every movie thinking, man, I'm going to want to get out of there about halfway during the movie. Like, is that just me? Like, I look at a movie. If the runtime is over 2 hours, I'm like, man, I don't know if I can just sit here for that.
Ooh, I always find a lull to go get more slushy.
But you have to guess when the lull is. That was another thing that I thought should be invented. An app tells you when the lull in the movie is so that you can just get a little. Bzz, bzz. Yeah, now's the time to go hit the can or refill the slushy, do whatever you want. Yeah. But yeah, you got about 6 minutes.
Great action movie. We're about to do the he meets his dad for the first time, and they're going to talk about lame stuff for about 4 minutes. Go grab a slushy. I try to time that out, but very rarely do I sit down for 2 hours.
Man, that's bizarre to me because, Hawk, you go to the movie theater more than anybody I know. I haven't been to the movie theater in 3 years. Been once in the past 6 years.
I'm just laughing because I've maybe been three movies in a year.
Yeah, but that's more, Crowder.
Like I really don't go to movies very often, but I guess to you, I do a lot.
Crowder, but when's the last time you went to a movie theater?
Me and Lori and DJ.
You watch a national championship game. You watch a national championship game.
Right, but I wasn't seeing a movie. I was going to watch the game. I mean, that was equivalent to going to a bar. Like, to see an actual movie, I'll go to like three movies a year, maybe three or four movies.
I think I got one in last year.
Yeah, we like to go to that 4DX theater in Dania.
Yeah, you want to put the glasses on and lay back and all that stuff. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
The seats moving, the 4DX, man. Every now and then the iPick here in Boca because it's in walking distance.
Did we talk about this? Well, the one where they skeet water in your face?
That's the 4DX.
Oh, man, you can keep that. I don't want wind blowing in my face because we're in a car and water skeeting on my face. I don't like that.
We saw Sonic there. When DJ was in town for Christmas, we went to see Sonic.
And the water blast in your face, the air.
But the seats move. I mean, it's literally like a universal ride.
It's ridiculous. It gives you motion sickness.
Well, get tougher.
So I need a ginger ale slushy. My belly hurts.
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. Right now, it's around 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s-ish. That is your weather.
All right. Ryan Sentz, the owner of Funky Boot Up Brewery, will face the music. Imagine bringing on a client that way.
It's a very peculiar.
The music.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Vix Vaparu.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are staring at our friend, Ryan Sense. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the founder of Funky Buddha Brewery, current friend. Funky Buddha has their world famous Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival this Saturday. But Ryan, we have a lot of running themes on this show, many of them involving you. One of them is the fact that you guys are missing nachos on your menu, and you're now, you know, considering adding nachos. So we can talk about that first. Okay. We can talk about the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival first, if you'd like that. Or we can talk about this battle you and I have every week on Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, and Octortle. And I'll just remind the listeners, on Friday, you Venmo'd me $100 because I beat you last week.
Right, paid you back.
Right now,
$100 you gave me. Yep.
Right. Yep. I'm talking about last week.
Yeah, of course you are.
Trying to hijack the segment. And
we've heard one side of this story, Ryan. We've only heard one side.
I told you I lost the first week by a game on the very last game.
Right.
I crushed them last week. And this week, I am, what is it? It's Wednesday now. We've played two games so far today. We've done Wordle and Dordle. We still have Wordle and Octortle yet to go.
Who won those?
You won those today.
Okay.
And if you sweep me today,
again,
you win all four. You still will not have the lead in this week's competition. So
I like how
we're all rooting for you. We're
I know you are.
Maybe you'll think of some new words. So what would you like to talk about first? Wordle, nachos, or the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival?
I don't know. You got me hot. I don't know. Maybe I should calm down and talk about something different. You say I squeaked by with a 1-point victory. First of all, you had to win like five in a row to come within 1 point.
And I did.
And then you beat me the next week by one, but that is crushing me. So
no, I know. I don't know. It felt like I crushed you. I'm not certain what the actual was.
Yeah, you're crushing.
He works in certain ways, right?
I see that. You learn Crowder a lot about people in this stuff. And I learned that I don't think Hawk is a good person.
Hit it on the head. Home run.
First I told hit. Them I would promote your Valentine's dinner that you're having at the brewery on Friday, but it is sold out, correct?
It was sold out. We got three tickets now that you're not going. So,
so we got three. I told these guys, I backed out because I just can't stand to. He's going to be so surly yet hurt in front of his wife, having lost to me 2 weeks in a row. And it's Valentine's and he wants to, you know, be his wife's knight in shining armor. He's got this big brewery, but he has to keep Venmoing me money because he doesn't know as many words as I do. And I didn't want to put him in that situation on Valentine's night Friday. So I had to back out of the day.
I was so happy you backed out because I was trying to figure out a way that I can get out of it, my own event, because I didn't want to be with you either. And when you backed out, I was like, oh, sweet, I could still go. That worked out.
Y'all are foolish.
Anyway, so, Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, that's Saturday. That's at the Tap Room in Oakland Park, right? No cover, and you come out all day. And,
no
and
cover.
Live music.
Yep, 12 to 8, and then beyond. But 12 to 8 is the main event. Three different bands. One of them, Electric Keef, really popular band that people are into. Whoa.
Look at that.
It's not working.
Motion sensor light in your room. That is so mortifyingly embarrassing. Wait till we put that up on the YouTube.
That's big time. No,
it's more embarrassing.
Big time. That is so chintzy.
That's big time.
Watch this. Hold on.
That bulb. That bulb costs about $27. I know what it is, Brian. You're good.
It's called baller bulb. So it's worse that it goes off as I'm sitting here. That's how sedentary I am. It's still, it's a motion detector and it still thinks no one's here.
So Saturday though, you don't need tickets. Just come on out to the tap.
Come on out.
Park, and it'll be a big old party.
50 different beers, the cocktails, lots of fun, lots of music, good food. Not only our chef, but we, because it gets so busy, we bring a food truck in. So yeah, it's a good time.
Let's talk about your
Channing knows.
I want to say anything new. Any what's the new ones? I know Maple Bacon Coffee Porter's there, but you got anything crazy that you're putting out?
What do we just do? We've got a guava pastelito beer, which is gonna be fun. It's like a sour beer with lactose, like milk and guava in it. We got
Morning Wood.
We have we have a lot. We only obviously no crust, all the big hits, like, you know, Bonita Apple Bump, the big hits. That sounds terrible. All the ones of the old popular ones, but yeah. I'm so great. All my big hits.
Let's talk about and Maple Bacon Coffee Porter, for those who don't know the Funky Buddha story. That is a hit beyond hits. That's what put you guys on the map, right? That's the beer that changed everything.
For sure. Yeah, that's the beer that kind of got us our popularity and into the festivals all over the country and all over the world.
Does that feel almost like the 72 Dolphins perfect season though, that you've never really been able to eclipse that and you're living off that,
that I have to keep talking about a beer I made 10 years ago and I've done nothing else. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, right. Can I guess Maple Bacon Coffee Porter, Floridian Hop Gun?
What are you doing?
What happened?
He says bad mouth.
Luana's looking at me like, what are you doing?
Hey, make another beer, big man. Goodness gracious.
All I have are pictures from the 2010-11 of like when we used to be winning awards and people liked us and we're just living there.
Hey, here's our biggest sponsor, Funky Buddha. Now tune in to listen to me berate him for 15 minutes.
I'm not berating him, but I think it's I think maybe you've noticed a little something is that they haven't had a hit quite like Maple Bacon Coffee Porter. Now he's put all the lights on the place on motion detectors to save 40 cents a month on his electric.
It's our take on me. We're aha of beer. I'll tell you who was nice, Solana, Joe Rose. He couldn't have been more kind. We Casey and I did his show the other day, and he was just full of compliments and just, it was a good time. And I feel like he's a good, honest person too.
He didn't know the name of the beer, though. I was listening.
Yeah.
He kept saying the Maple Brown Coffee Swisher, and I'm like, that's not the name.
Yeah, I'm glad that wasn't on camera because I kept going, like, looking up at Casey.
That's funny. Now, explain, though. because we do love Funky Buddha. In fact, we're going to watch a Panthers game there in a little bit.
Coming up.
The menu is phenomenal. You know how I feel about the yuca tots, and Chef does a great job. But I have maintained on this show for a long time, you're ostensibly a sports bar or a brewery. I don't understand how nachos are not on the menu. You know what I mean? Like, you get cutesy on a lot of the stuff. There's burgers and there's wings, but you get cutesy on a lot of stuff. What was the thing, Crowder, was like the whipped ricotta. You
and
know,
then how
it's cute. I mean, you make you guys, whatever, it's cute. But nachos, like, you can't have nachos on the menu. What is the reasoning?
There was a good call by you, and we talked about it. We're going to put nachos on, and it's not going to be your version
right,
of nachos.
But you're not putting nachos on because I'm privy to all these conversations. And can I tell you guys what they're putting on the nachos? Am I allowed to say?
First, it's not set in stone, but you can talk about what we're talking about.
Duck confit.
Ugh.
Well, it's confit. It's confit, not confit.
And it's a quahong.
If it was a five letter word, I bet you could get that one. But it's beyond your Wordle capabilities. Good.
No one wants duck nachos. No one. No one.
Who would have thought you would have liked yuca tots, or wings made out of bison?
See the thing, Hawk? They go left when everybody goes right. That's what
right,
made.
But you don't have to on every single thing. At some point, it's like, hey, I'm here. I want to have a beer and some nachos. I don't want duck sprinkled all over it. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just every once in a while, break character. Every once in a while, take a
break.
We
have a smash burger. We have a pretzel. But if we're gonna do something, we're gonna do. It's not going to be weird for the sake of being weird. If it's different and good, I think you can go get regular nachos at 150 places.
And they sell very well. Like, has anyone ever, like, have you ever been to Flanagan's, Solana, and said to yourself, you know what these nachos miss? Duck confit.
Duck confit. I mean, how about, aren't you a sports talk show? What do you talk about, sports, like 5% of the time?
No.
Why don't you talk about sports more?
Yeah, no, don't get us confused. We're not the Joe Rose show. We're just a radio show.
Radio.
All right. So nachos may be added, but it's not going to be ground beef and cheese.
I'm willing to do a competition where we put ours on and yours on and see which does better.
Okay, fair enough. But it's got to be a month-long competition. It can't be one night. One month. Sure. You come up with your nacho recipe, duck confit. Let's see how many people go there and order the duck confit nachos. And I'll do my nacho recipe, which is going to be some ground beef and some cheese whiz, probably.
Cheese whiz.
I'll get cutesy, too. Pickled jalapenos. I'm a big fan of pickled jalapenos.
We can use the salads that people return and just put that on top of it. It sounds delicious.
A lot of people sending their salads back.
Yeah, good point. Maybe not. There's only a couple things on it.
All right. But we'll do that for real, though. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Competition.
Yeah. Right,
anybody else have anything for Ryan?
Ryan, don't like this is gonna cost money. You just don't just go into what he wants to do. It's gonna cost you money to do this.
Money, Crowder, I'm going to make them money on what has been a noticeable absent menu item. And I'm going to show them, by the way, that sometimes you don't have to get cutesy. How many do you think I'll outsell the duck confit nachos by? I go 4-1.
How much more toilet paper are we going to need with your nachos?
Listen, I'm going to give you great ideas, great ingredients, and it's up to Chef to put together a good plate of nachos. But I'll tell you one thing. Mine is not going to have duck in it.
You're asking, speaking of Chef, you're asking Picasso to do a coloring book. He's a good chef. He doesn't want to use your ingredients. And Cheese Whiz.
I mean, nothing better than Cheese Whiz.
Cheese
Whiz. I mean, that is why I'm suffering from a stomach ailment.
I like Cheese Whiz on a hoagie, on a Philly cheese, but
there you go.
We'll see. Yeah.
I do have one question because I've heard Chef be brought up several times over the past couple of years. Did he request you and your brother, KC, to refer to him as Chef?
Because his name is Jeff, right?
His name is Chef Jeff. Yeah. I think that's just what you do. I think in the restaurant world, everyone calls him Chef.
We actually call everyone in the kitchen Chef.
Right when I watch The Bear.
And you do Yes, Chef. Yes, Chef all the time.
Yeah, Yes, Chef.
I mean, maybe if he's Wolfgang Puck, but he's a chef.
Don't badmouth Jeff. Jeff can go now.
Jeff can scrap too. I'll tell Jeff. I'm gonna go up to him and I'll be like, hey, I got news. I gotta call you Jeff from now on because you're not Wolfgang Puck.
Tell everybody what his menu is for this Valentine's night, because I saw Beef Wellington is one of the courses. It's a 5-course dinner.
Every time I've done your show, you try to ask me questions that you know I'm not going to know the answer to. Every time. There's Beef Wellington. Well, I know there's a...
I stumped you last time was, what's your favorite beer? How would I have known?
We're supposed to do a pre-talk. I don't know what is on the menu. It's going to be good. It already sold out. It doesn't matter. I could just say, go. Uh-oh, we're back. See, look. I just saved 7 cents.
6 minutes?
They're putting all their money in duck confit.
I just paid for Cheese Whiz with the amount of time that light was off.
The duck cock team money.
We love Ryan. We love Funky Buddha. Go to funkybuddha.com. Oh, look, Lori, it's Ryan. Ryan's on the... Lori doesn't want to come on camera. Yeah, we're live. We're live. We're just talking about the wonderful Valentine's
Hi, Lori.
Dinner that we backed out of with him and Gianni.
Wordle nacho.
Was that your call?
Yeah. Lori. No, she wanted to go. I had to pull the plug on it.
He never wants to do anything.
How do you like how are those brooms holding up?
Is that does that look like a guy who can't string together 5 good letters to make a word? I mean, look at him. Yeah. All right. Thanks for stopping by. I had to pull her out of there because Ryan's talking to her. She can't hear anything. My headphones are on.
It's a no-win situation.
To enjoy the brooms that he's been sending. Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah, listen.
I have to check in with her to make sure you're not mistreating her when I'm beating you, because I feel like you might be like a violent guy, or I start thinking you're going to be in a tailspin, and because I know you, everything you built is about being this wordsmith, and I just come and I steal it from you, and I think either you're going to do something to yourself or Lori, and I don't know if I can live with it, so I'm in a really terrible situation.
This is the exact text I sent him. He just turned it around on me. But before I send him my scores, I say, listen, you have to promise me you're not going to take this out on your family or yourself.
I used the first week's winnings to take Lori on a date.
Get him.
we got Italian, no spaghetti and meatballs at an Italian restaurant. Showed her what a real man orders.
There we go.
All right, Ryan Sens.
Thanks, guys.
Funky Buddha. This Saturday at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, is their Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. And it's all-day event, no cover, live music, and the time of your life. And you can go to funkybuddha.com for all the info. Did we leave anything out, Ryan?
Nope. I'll be there. Come find me. Challenge me to Wordle. Come drink a beer with me. I think you covered everything.
All right. We love you.
Love you back.
Look at that.
Less so. But I still have love.
No love.
You won't love me too much when I send you my Quartal score later, big boy.
I know it's going to be a good one when you wait 4 hours to send it. I know you're just sitting going like, I don't want to send this. It's terrible. You send them quickly when you have a good score.
He tries to do all these dramatic things. He sends me one letter, the next letter. That's enough. Enough with you. Yeah. Just try to do enough there at work to keep the lights on, will you?
Got him.
All right, see you, Ryan.
See you guys. Thanks.
There you go. Funky Buddha this weekend, Saturday, Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. FunkyBuddha.com for all the info. We do love ourselves some Funky Buddha.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Joe, I'm too sexy for Hawk, too sexy for Crowder, and surely too sexy for Solana.
Hawk and Crowder. Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.